And it's somebody who thought it was a learned companion. It's in him of Trillin, the Valdic, the Whistle, and the Zizim. It's a Gemara which I want to discuss. Nemdalim and Al, we'll pull up to. The Gemara says, Hadar b'pundik b'eretz Yisrael, v'atzoch ha'bayit b'chutz l'aretz kol shloshim yom potem en ha'mezuzah. V'kan ve'elech kayim. Aval atzoch ha'bayit b'eretz Yisrael, also mezuzah li'altim ishim yishuv d'eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara. Now, what about a pundik in chutz l'aretz? We already mentioned yesterday that a pundik and chutzlar is a matter of dispute. The Aruch HaShulchan Sif Mem Ches is Yechayiv after Shloshim Yom, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes in Sif Nun Ches from the Meiri, Yuma, the Maram Chalava and Sochim, and the Yerushalmi and the Megillah. Okay. That a pundik is potter in chutzlars lachas shloshim yom. Somebody showed me that the Pnei Moshe is the one who says it's the pshat Yerushalmi, and the Yisfei Naim in the back of the regular Gemara Menachos disputes his reading of the Yerushalmi. Now it's not so simple anymore. I thought it was another pashut. It's enough in the Yerushalmi. How can you argue? It is enough in the Masechta Mezuzah. That yeah, but Masechta Mezuzah is not as authoritative as Talmud Yerushalmi, the pashut. Take a look, please, and turn to page 318 in your standard Vilna Shas in the back, Yifei and Ayim, column 1, versus Mem Dal the Malv, Hadar B'Pundiki, Ayin Yerushalmi Sof Megillah, the last page. Yine Shami Sa'od Hadar B'Pundiki B'Chutzar Tzloshim Yom Ein Tzorech Lipin Bezuzah. U'pirish HaPnei Moshe Tafilu Le'acha Tzloshim Yom Potem in mezuzah. That's what I was quoting. From the often the Yerushalmi. You're in the pundit 30 days, the potem in a mezuzah. Frek there, v'kosha. Also, Alosh and Yisra Shom Mikodem, Gam came. Gabi Hadar b'chutz l'aretz. V'adar b'pundit g'beret Yisrael. Shlosh and Yom ain't tarach lita in mezuzah. V'hosa v'vada ain't loma de gam acha shlosh and Yom yipoter. Hadar b'chutz l'aretz. V'adar b'pundit g'beret Yisrael in mezuzah. V'yakein ha'piyur shlosh yom ha'inu kol shlosh yom ha'rishonim potter. V'chakach chayev. V'chanani pundik v'chutzor ten ha'potter kiyim ad shlosh yom. V'zei kamashma negam v'chutzor ten ha'pundik v'acha shlosh yom chayev. Ay v'hod v'kama v'pundik eretz Yisrael. V'mishum d'eretz Yisrael. Lulei pundik chayev miyat. V'al gemara. Is mechadesh that a pundik in Eretz Yisrael is only chayiv after 30 days, but the same thing with part of chutzlars according to the Yifei Einayim. So now it's heating, the battle heats up again. Is a din of what's the din of a pundik in chutzlars? Is the person who's in the pundik required to put a mezuzah after 30 days with the Aruch HaShulchan, which I thought was a sheet of the chuyah, against the Yerushalmi, against the mezuzah, against the Maram Chalava, against the Meiri? It's a sheet of the chuyah. That's what I thought. And I find, because they say a naim, Mitzvah Yerushalmi that way. And I looked up a little bit until the phone rang. I got somehow distracted. Never finished. Mitzvah, you were talking to Yerushalmi? Forgot it. Who opened Yerushalmi with me? Oh. So, the same Moshe? He says what we said, and what the other people say on the side? They don't say anything. Nothing. We need the revised version. We have two Yerushalmis with the same version. Need to forget the more recent one. It has some shot on the side. Anyway, it's not so posh. Yesterday we spoke about the respective obligations of the owner of the pundik and the settlers in the pundik, if I may use that expression, squatters in the pundik, or those who reside in the pundik. And we mentioned that, in my opinion, and that's quoted by many others here we saw yesterday, the primary obligation is on the Baal HaPundik, the owner of the hotel, the owner of the camp or the yeshiva. And therefore, it's the administration, if you will, the ownership, that's required to place the mezuzah. And not the person who's a camper, or the person who's a talmud, or the person who's sick in the hospital, or all these kinds of situations. He's not required to do so. But wait a minute. What do you mean he's not required to do so? Because the foolish Gemara, that a darba pundik, at least in Eretz Yisrael, after 30 days, is required. Maybe even in chutzar. So one could say, yeah, referring to a case where the owner is a god. I rented the New York Hilton. No, Jerusalem Hilton. Shalim Hilton, and there for 30 days, and maybe even in New York Hilton, according to this Yafayin Ayin, and for 30 days, I'm perhaps required to put up a mezuzah, because the Hilton is owned by Goyen. So what will happen if I go to to the King David, and the King David is, I think, is owned by Jews. The Lo HaMerkaz, how's that? Central Hotel, that's it's owned by Jews. So I go there, and I'm there for 30 days, and I look up, and guess what? There's no mezuzah. There's no mezuzah. Well, the case I described to you. I'm in Yeshiva University, I look up on Hanukkah, and there's no mezuzah. So then the question becomes, am I responsible? Do I have a chiyus with a mezuzah? And say, no! I go to the president of the Malona Merkaz or of Yeshiva University, listen, Mr. President, you are required to put up a mezuzah at a residence forum. The pundik, I'm not a socha, I'm not renting by you, I'm just paying you money as we go, but I don't usually work. I have a full ride in this particular room, moving from room to room, that's the pasha, the postal says, called a pundik, and then, but you put up the mezuzah. So he looks me in the eye and says, can't afford it. Not going to do it. I have a different rabbi. I'm potter. Whatever reason. I don't know to the rabbi. Whatever. I'm not doing it. Well, I'll get to it in a few months. It's not in my budget right now. But I want to know, is there now a chiyuv upon the person living there, even though he goes and asks his rabbi, and his rabbi answers in the back, you know, it's the owner of the hotel, it's the owner of the camp, they're responsible to do it. So then he goes to the person and says, back to the Rav, I told him that, but he's not listening to you. Either he can't afford it, or he holds a different Rav, or he doesn't care about Rabbanim, but he's not doing it. Bottom line, he told me he's not going to do it. Is there now a chiyuv on the person who's living in the pundik, in Chutz Laaretz after a month, and there it's all according to the Yafei Anayim, against the Tnei Moshe? Does he now have an obligation to do it? If there's akshonis, or whatever other reason, on the part of the administration or the owner, that they refuse to do it. That's the question. That's not 100% clear to me. And you can say, no, I'm not clear. He has a primary chiyuv, he's chayav midoraisa, the pashtus, this owner of the pundit. So I'm not clear to spend my own money. It's his fault. It's his obligation, not mine. Well, do we say, no, he has an obligation. But since you would have an obligation if the owner would have been a goy, now that the owner is, forgive me, is conducting himself like a goy, I just don't mean it just to wake you up for shock treatment. He's not putting up the mezuzah. So maybe I'm chai. We had a maestro here, I'm a mod, I was going to tell the story. I guess we can, enough years have passed, we can tell the story. The poskim says this criterion of the fact that you move someone around from place to place is not considered a full socher. It's relevant in Hilchos mezuzah. It's also relevant in Hilchos Erev and Chatzeres. Is there an Erev and Chatzeres? You know, we have an Erev in camp, which means we have a Tzuras of Pesach. But do we have a box of matzahs? The answer is no. And the reason is because we're one big happy family. The old years before the Kol Hatatzis even existed, I had some more time to learn on my own at the Kiyas in the summer, so I once learned my brother Masechta Erev. He finished Masechta somehow or other in the old years before it bothered me. I had no phone, I had nothing. So he finished on the set of the Erevin, and he learned quickly. They made us see him. People came. People came from the camp, from here. And I gave it a hadron. I said, the fact that we don't have an Erev Chatzeres in camp is because the camp is one big happy family without the Erev Chatzeres. You don't need a box of matzahs. We're one big happy family. And I wasn't a big bucky and you know, I said, you know, we're all eating from the same kitchen and things of this nature. That's not so posh. Eating from the same kitchen, eating different dining, it's not so simple. But perhaps the more significant consideration, we don't have an error because the administration has the ability to remove anyone when it's necessary from one place to another. So a few years after that, when Zvi Reich, who was a great man who deserved a lot of the credit for all the talks going on over here, the founding director of this camp, there was a very serious shortage of mezuzahs. I believe at the time was Rabbi Daniel Ryan Shlita, who was tumbling about this, and he went around the place to our mezuzahs missing here and there, and the coal and the camp, was missing mezuzahs, but it cost a fortune for the camp to buy mezuzahs for all of us. So Mr. Reich, who was trying to protect Mama Atzibur, said, look, you're there. So you tell me, let them chip in and buy mezuzah. And at the time, Rabbi Lam Shalita was here in the camp. And you may not be all aware of the fact that he is the founding camp rabbi. Rabbi Lam gets credit for a lot of this learning because he in fact founded the camp. He was the founding rabbi of this camp. And after he ascended to the Nesius, he still used to spend some time here in our camp. I remember, if you want to talk about stories, I remember 1976, I believe, when Rabbi Lam was appointed the resident of Yeshiva University. It was in, it was in the 9 days. I don't know why the board of directors decided to meet. The Jewish board of directors, mind you, at Yeshiva University, appointed him in the 9 days. It was Mamish, a few days before Tisha B'Av. And that Shabbat, after that was Shabbat Nachmud. And where was Rabbi Lam that Shabbat? The first Shabbat after he was appointed president here in Camp Harishah, because that was his place. He was a camp rabbi in that little cabin he used to live over there. And I remember Rabbi Malkus, Shabbat Nachmud, and Rabbi Lam was, wow. It was a momentous occasion. He used to come here for Shabbat, and I know as late as 1980, I know for sure he was still here for Shabbat, because I know he used to come and speak for us. We used to daven in the trailer. He came and speak to us on Shabbat. Anyway, he used to come here for a number of years too. I guess they got too much for him. So I think he retired to Sackett Lake. So with his expensive summers away from everybody. Can't blame him for that. Then after you need to get some manuka. In any event, he was in Mr. Reif's office, and he said, yeah, why should the camp spend money? The Bokram are there, they should buy the mezuzahs. And I try to reason with him by saying, no, my halachic opinion is that it's the camp that has to buy the mezuzahs. And back and forth, finally the camp bought the mezuzahs. The PS to the story. I believe it was that same year, I don't remember. If it was the year we learned mezuzah, we learned in 1982. Could be it was that year. I think Erevin we learned, 2 years later. So one of those 2 years we learned Erevin or mezuzah, 82, 84. So Rabbi Lam would still come occasionally, although not as frequently. He used to be here all the time, on a kind of rare occasion. You can figure out what years by asking these four boys, I'll tell you the names later. So in those years, I had college. The college just started. My group just started in 1978, and it was the first formative years. So I had four Talmidim, one of them was probably a counselor, and three others, senior Talmidim, I called them my crack troops, and they were sleeping in the room in that bunk right over to my right, a room which is now occupied, if I'm not mistaken, by Rabbi Jacobson, Shalita. But at that point in time, it was before the back room was added on, there was a room just for two bunk beds, could barely get in there, Bekoshi. Fine. So, two bunk beds, get in there, and four then. Fine. Wonderful. They had privacy, private bathroom, fine. One Friday, I received a phone call from Mr. Rice in a very agitated tone of voice. He says, I have a problem. Rabbi Lam just called. He wants to come for Shabbat. I can't say no to Rabbi Lam, but originally he told me he's not coming. So I booked the place solid. Every last place in the guest house, every private quarters is booked, and I have one more couple than I have a room for. So I'm listening, I'm not saying anything. He says, so please ask those four guys to leave the bunk for Shabbat and move into the main bunk somewhere with the rest of the chevron, with the 40 guys in the bunk, so I can put the couple in there. I said, Mr. Reich, I'm very happy to do so. Now I understand why the camp is required to pay the money for all the mezuzahs. So maybe lo shchiach, as Rav Moshe said, we saw, but the ma'aseh said it happened. In real life, it's happened since as well. In other contexts I won't go into right now. It may be happening this Shabbos again, as I told you, in a somewhat different situation. But that's why we are considered only Dori B'Pundas. If the camp would refuse to put the mezuzahs up, would be required to pay, go and collect money, make a collection, we had a collection, make a collection to buy mezuzahs? We say, no. Rabbani Shalom, we say, it's not my chiyuv. It's the camp's chiyuv. I couldn't find it to or the hedge of a postcard. I'm not sure. If you find it somewhere, please let me know. Now, with this introduction, let's turn our attention to the Gemara itself. Let's assume for the moment that the Mezuzah is right, that a pundit is potter be chutzlar forever. Yes? Oh, what did you say? Oh yeah, look at that. He found the carbon head is exactly a fey and I am. But after Lama you are. Okay. So all I can tell you is, I'm reading to you verbatim. I'm really feeling a little on the defensive here. In the Parshas Sedurah Sif Nun Tes, it says like this. The Bensechim, this is on top, Hador v'pundek v'eret Yisrael shloshim yom chai v'mezuzah. Hasocher noten miyad uvechutz laret harei ze potter. What do you mean chutz laret ze potter? What potter? What potter? What potter? She explains, la'olam bedar b'pundik v'hachi yisa v'hedev yirushalm yisof megillah. So now I'm getting to learn nothing some of first. Even if the sexism is not some of first, you can read it differently. You can read it, not Hadar v'pundik v'eretz Yisrael shlosh yom chai v'mezuzah uv'chutzlaret harei ze potter, which is the way he reads it. One could read differently. Hadar v'pundik v'eretz Yisrael shlosh yom chai v'mezuzah. And it would be true in chutzlaret too. Then it says, Hasocher nosen miyad. Hasocher in eretz Yisrael is right away. And about that it says, uv'chutzlaret harei ze potter the first 30 days. That can't be. I take that back. He's right. Because the next phrase is, Vasochen knows and Acha Shloshim Yom. The putter must go on the putter. Has to be. Any quotes? Who says it as well? Aram Chalav Pesachim Dav Zalat. He quotes Mesech to Nezuzah. Hadar v'pundik v'etro putter for Shloshim Yom. Vasochen chayev miyad. Uvechut for putter, which means pundik v'olam. And the Sokha is kind of after 30 days. You see, Beforish and in the Sech, the Smokas, Perek Zion, is the same thing, but it's a little bit complicated. And I tell Abshat in the Yerushalmi, even though it's a little bit difficult, he says, can it be right Yerushalmi, etc. And even the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes it in, Perek HaLach HaYud, HaSokha Bayit V'chutzor, Tvadov V'pundik V'er Tzor, Potom V'nam Ezuzo, Lamed Yom, what about Pundik B'chutzor? It doesn't say boo. It sounds like it's potter. That's Pshat in the Gemara Menachos Mem Dalet. That's what he said. Let's assume. Now you're right. The others of Pshat in Yerushalmi are Fakir. But let's assume he's right for the moment. So yes, Akasha. Miu be'emes tzorach lehovin ikar atam. Lomo be'emes b'pundik potter b'chutzor t'liolam u'be'eret t'shorah l'achalamin. Why? Assuming it's back to right. Why? See him shayach b'pundik yishav eretz Yisrael v'chashin and shami yimalach v'askiro lama lo yishkai b'eretz Yisrael miyad b'nishav. If the tzara applies then b'chai right away. See him ain't shayach b'day yishav eretz Yisrael kevin shenam v'askiro ma'chiluk yesh ben eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz l'achalamit and if he part of the olam in eretz Yisrael as well? That's his kash. Because according to his fact, he's assuming makes no sense. The old kasha, he has another kasha. If a socher is only the rabbanon, mirzik shalo, unless the 30 days is not mirzik shalo, as we don't know with them shots, rov poskim. So why are you potter in a pundit after 30 days of chutzlar is mirzik shalo? Elamaya is all like Rav Moshe. It's not about, no one thinks he's going to buy the New York Hilton. No Melzik Shalo. He has a cash like this. If it's no Melzik Shalo, Amai Beretz Yisrael Chayav Achalamit. No one thinks he's buying the Jerusalem Hilton either. What's the harm here? That's his cash. It's a very interesting answer, though, to the Prime Kinev. Very interesting. It has this thought. Really, in the Pundit, the Svar of Yishev Eretzel would apply. But, within 30 days, listen carefully, within 30 days, it's so arise. It's so tentative. It's so temporary. It's not, you're not renting. You're just staying over on an inn. That's so temporary that even though the Svar of Yishev Eretzel would apply, they felt they could not make Yuchayev in mezuzah. Can't, not shyachy. We all see Oynim. We're like Yishev Eretz Yisrael. But it's a limit. It's a limit. The guys will spend one night in the Hilton and make them put up a mezuzah. It's a limit. To Aroy Gomer. After 30 days, it's not as, hey, wait a minute. The guy can afford 30 days in the Hilton. They can afford 30 years in the Hilton. Hey, there are people living in the hotel the whole life. They probably cut a good deal with the hotel, you know, no empties, you know, the rich get rich, I found that many times. I won't go into the store, I have too many stories about that, we won't go into that. So then, once 30 days pass, not so aroy, just not Beis Decha, so they will mechayiv you immediately in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael we'd like to be mechayiv right away, as we do by a socher. So if we do by a pundit, it's not the 30 days, so you need 30 days, the Torah is 30 days. You need 30 days, it should be considered not a royal legamri, and therefore you're the equivalent of a socher who's chayav miyat. I'm phrasing this way for a reason. But in chutzlaret, gentlemen, in chutzlaret, takana was that you only chayav to put up a mezuzah after 30 days. There's no yishev eretz yisrael. So after 30 days, you had to put up a mezuzah. Less than 30 days, they never made a takon. You with me? There's no takon less than 30 days in chutzlaret. The veda zot acharifus. You'll never have a chiyah by a pundit. You know why? You'll never have 30 days. Ah, you stay in the hotel for 2 months, for 3 years. Doesn't make a difference. Every day is a new day. There's no tirum. It's a lom de shavar. There's no tirum. A pundit, you go to an inn. I'm here at them, here a day, and here another day, and another day. I can be there 30 days straight, but if you love this, if you didn't, then I'm a tirum until I'm there. Because the normal habit is you don't rent in the hotel. You call yourself, but you stay another day. But there's no hemsheichiyus, because every day you're always considered if you didn't, always locked. There's no agreement. There's no normally there's no agreement in a hotel you're going to stay for that long. So therefore, a pundit is the longest of the planting Afghans, you'll never get the halachic 30 days. But a chutzpah, an error is strong, you really should have been chayv immediately. But you should have been strong. Except what? If I roll the garment. So once you've been seen through that 30 days, so you're chayv. But in chutzpah, it's where the longest was, you have to have a 30-day receipus, you don't have it. This is just fancy footwork to dance around these dinners. All the questions. If Manashach was, it's Manashach. Right. You want us in Nirik Shalom or not? That's your asking question. The second question was, Nirik, if it's Nirik Shalom, then what? You should be chayav like a socher. And if it's no Nirik Shalom, you should be potter forever in Eretz Yisrael. That's his question. So the answer I thought was, because he holds your potter, it's not Nirik Shalom, so you're potter. Oh, hold on, 1 second. Maybe I misstated. Hold on. Hold on. One minute. Give me a minute. I just want to read what he said. Pundik is Eino El Aroi Gomer as Shloshim Yom. As the Acha Shloshim Nafili Mitoras Aroi. Well, Nisha Raka Tam La Beisechohu. So the Chutz Lorit. He says what I said. You're asking what he needed for. Well, the Chutz Lorit, the boy Dafka Lamed Yom. Came into the Pundik Sorkel Kol Yom of Yodalo Tio Kol Yom Lo Mikri Lamed Yom Ritzu from the Olam. Because every day can throw him out. The Kol Yom of Sirus Kadosha. They have a B'chutzah part of the Olam. So you're asking, very sharp, Yaakov, but who needs it? To say, the whole Chiyam in 30 days, why? Nira Kishalo. And here's never Nira Kishalo. That's your asking. Maybe he holds it is Nira Kishalo. Is it? I mean, maybe it's enough. It passes the Nira Kishalo standard. Perhaps. Okay, that's what he throws in the Svar. It's a sharp Svar. It's a sharp Svar. In Eretz Yisrael, the Achayev, the Pundik, after 30 days, because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Because you don't need 30 days, but Torah 30 days. They just need it shouldn't be our royal legamer. Oh, here's a real tsiyoni. Now, this is the men and the boys. This is a real tsiyoni. Yitzchak says, a tzvara gedola ma'od. Perhaps Yishev Eretz Yisrael, it's not technical stuff, you know, it's going to move in, it's going to move out, it's going to this, it's going to take the blizzard like that. That's a pet name. A lumbish of Tziyoni Shavar. Yishev Eretz Yisrael Machshivoso Keva. Ah, Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Reminds me of the Netziv in Chumash. The Netziv says, Chumash. Where would the Netziv be? I thought it's in the Haggadah. I think maybe it's in Parshas Kisavo. Maybe it's a few other places. That Melamish lo yorad Yaakov ilus takev v'metayim ala lov v'shom. So the Netziv don't chat. Doesn't just mean it's only for a limited amount of time. It means more than that. The same kind of dira, which would be limited, would be an Eretz Yisrael, would be considered Yeshivas Keva, and Chutzah is not called Yeshivas Keva. Not just a matter of time, it's qualitative. It's in the Sifra Chumash. When you leave Eretz Yisrael, it's not the same Kvir. That's a Zionistic concept. So it that's what the post, some poskim seem to say that over here as well. And therefore, if that sheet is correct, and if that sheet is correct, that in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshivas Machshivas or Keva, you could say, yeah, so that, but the Pundik, within 30 days, it's so aroi that even Eretz Yisrael can't make a Keva. I mean, it's all those miracles. You know, the next clearest is the Keva within 30 days, but that doesn't go that far. Now, who says this wild Svar before Yitzchak? Who was the first Tziyani? Who said it? Who said it first? Sefer Achinuch in Simon Mitzvah Tov Chof Gimel. Not so simple, they're two girsos. This is Rav Chaim can be closer, but he didn't realize the two girsos. The new fancy printed in Yerushalayim Achinuch has the two girsos. I'm not sure what the old one has. I didn't look. Tov Chof Gimel, the very end. Says as follows. So overall there, with Bona Bayis, Lonichu mezuzah miyad, or shetzachah bayit b'chutz l'aretz, or pundug b'aretz b'aretz. Speaking of our Indian, or pundug b'aretz, v'arba lav yosim mishlol shen yom lonichu l'abam mezuzah. It's quite clear from the chinuch that pundug b'chutz l'aretz is possible. I mean, again, the passion of the Gemara, but he says it again. That's what we have. Then there's a bracket. Okay? What's the bracket? Oh! Shetzachah bayit b'aretz. Loidiach ba mezuzah miyad, which is even within 30 days. Bitel asay zeh. See what's going on?
Bitel Asay Zeh. So the Mincha Sinach Jumson says that the Sefer Chinuch holds back the first day in Tosfos that a Socher is Chayav Midoraisa. A Socher is Chayav Midoraisa. Yeah, but when Tosfos said that, then how can you put that within a month? What did Tosfos answer? Well, look at Baba Basa Dafchez. The first month, you're not really there. Right? So why you chayev the first month in Eretz Yisrael? Well, you could say you should Eretz Yisrael, you should back out. That's not what the Chinuch said. I'm not even sure what Tosfos said. The first Eretz. It could be it's heard told the same way. That according to the first Eretz, that the Tzorcher is the Oraita, it's after 30 days in Chutz Loretz. Because till then it's considered to be Aroi, but an Eretz Yisrael. An Eretz Yisrael? An Chassidus Sefer? Well, yeah, but how do you read what the Chassidus said? Maybe I have a different gift. You get the impression that Socher bias for Oret for Nich when Mezuzah miyad this one is a say there. That means miyad. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Maybe look at it again. So upon him, this song is the passion that time when it starts in the Sefer HaKinuch. But this year, he doesn't say this, this is another year. Take out the year, he's not right anything. Yeah. Bitzel Asay Zeh. Bitzel Asay Zeh. What does that mean?
And usually you depend based on physical elements that are similar to the body. But when a person does it in a way that he's seen the time of myth, and we say that in this case, the fact that he's seen the time of myth, he turns it into the Dara Kavura. For example, by Shema Tanaisu, who says that before the parents of Sun Fennel, and you're allowed to eat in that Paragos, Apilot 7, Apilot 7, and the Rabbanon, you're only allowed to eat Apilot 7, and not Apilot 7.
Very good. Okay. But yeah, fine. We'll get to it later. Your point will get when Sada is learning about Trillin, we may come to something similar to throw later. But these are all only similar, congruent, cognate, not the same thing. I want to mix things up completely. Yeah, a good throw. Let me go on, please. Now. What is called a socher is d'oraisa, and the first 30 days must be considered to be aroi, and you chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, and you potter in punduk, so you can say poshut. But yishev Eretz Yisrael, taka d'rabbonon, kadesh lo yimolech. Right? And that's not shayach by a punduk. Why? Ein aserach l'shtakei Hashem, says the time. People don't settle into an inn. They don't settle into an inn. After 30 days, maybe, you never know, he'll stay his whole life in the Hilton. Or he throws in a different about Balabadash as well. It's just too much. It's too much. It's a guy who stays up one night and go for carry a mezuzah with him. One night, give him a break. Today they didn't want to make it less than 30 days. That's the two connections that he has with his pasha to do it. Fine. It's all in Sif Nun Tes. But he goes on, Oh, Yoda Natuya. In Sif Samach Aleph, he continues to speak about this topic, and he says what we spoke about already a few days ago. What Rashi has over here, what Rashi says over here, Naf Mem Dalet Amin Aleph, Vasokha Bayez is Potter, so that Shema Yavzerbo, I made reference to this a few days ago already, he says there in Sif Samach Aleph, it doesn't mean that he has a legal right to back out, and therefore if he's on the 30 day lease, he's going to be fired right away. No.
Sam shears the kinyan even mizman gemara. It's against the Arak Tana we spoke about it earlier. What it means is he'll find somebody else, he'll bet, give him some money, and if it's considered dearest Arah, there's a chance he's going to back out, even though it's going to cost some money to back out. And he said that Rashi is l'shitoso, that a socher is d'oraisa, and therefore you must assume that within 30 days it's considered to be Arah. It's considered to be Arah. According to Tosfos, the d'oraisa is potter, and Yechayk is nirek ishalo. So within 30 days, you don't need Rashi's reason. Stop, not nirek ishalo. Finished. Oh. This leads us into the next part of the sugya, which is based upon Rashi, who learned Yishev Eretz Yisrael as follows. We learn about the Matiya Kuvvei, that if a person leaves his house, he's not permitted to take a mezuzah with him. And therefore, b'koshi yetzim imena me'atorach ha-mezuzah acheret. He's not going to want to leave. It's a hassle, it costs money to buy another mezuzah. And if he does leave anyway, at least the mezuzah will be left behind. So yitzgeren achem meherek shim tena mezumenes to mezuzah. Nifteh Eretz Yisrael miyusheves. This is Rashi's balabata shepshat. That the whole yishev is not that the tziyonah shepshat. It makes it into keva. But a balabata shepshat. It's going to be logistically more difficult for you to leave. And if you do leave, it'll be easier for the next guy to move in. So it'll be more yishev in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Oh. So now is a Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi. And it's the kutus and mezuzah. Says like this, what'll happen if I'm renting a house from a goy in Eretz Yisrael? Happens. I rent a house from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara Baba Matil Kuvvei says that if I rented a house from a goy, it doesn't matter, rent or I sell a house to a goy, doesn't matter. If the next occupant of the house is a goy, I take my mezuzah with me for obvious reasons. Even with a goy. Says the Beis HaLevi, if that's the case, if someone rented a house in Eretz Yisrael from a goy, to the svar of Yishev Eretz Yisrael according to Rashi, does not apply. You have to take the mezuzah with you anyway. So you should not be chayav until after 30 days. How come the postim don't say so? How come the postim don't say, if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael from a goy, you have 30 days to put it on the mezuzah? That's the Beis HaLevi's kasha. Hey, with the kakash. So Rav Chaim, Kanevsky, the big bucky, he's a bucky and everything. He saw the Pasa Shulchan. Who says so, Bini Chusa? He says so. The Pasa Shulchan says so. Pasa came. The Ma'akam ain't a Chaim HaShlosh and Yom. And the Beis HaLevi, Tameyak, I'm no Pesach, La'om Ha'odam Ha'olam. The Odom, a great Odom, Hamad of the Groh. Pasa Shulchan said so. He figured out the same levels as the Beis HaLevi. And he said it to Halacha. Yes, maybe they said he didn't have a Pasa Shulchan, or he didn't do whatever, he didn't see it. So, but other posts don't say so. So Taka, why not? Taka, why not? More than that, in the Masech the Mezuzah, it seems to say that you are Chayef. Hasocher bayis min hagoy. Nosein mezuzah miyad. Presumably going to Eretz Yisrael. Referring about it to Eretz Yisrael. No. So it's stuck. Because a very interesting answer. This is a Sif Samach. The Shita Mekubes is above a Messiah. Anataf and Apkubes. Called the Ritva on the Ramach. Who say as follows. That if the house belongs to a goy, even though this goy is in a habit of renting out the Jewish neighborhood, should still take the mezuzah. However, if the goyish landlord already signed the lease before you moved out, by the time you moved out, I don't know, he has an apartment in Kew Garden Hills, hard to come by. So by the time you move out, the goyish landlord already has signed, sealed, and delivered the next yeshivish tenant. And he comes to you and he's already discussing your air conditioner and your washing machine, so you know he has no signed lease. So then the Ritva and the Ramach say,
you should. What should you do? Well, let's have. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Open up. Let's take a look. What is this kind of a case? We'll call it a case of Zeh Yotze Vezeh Nichnas. Open up to Reish Tzadi Aleph, please. Let's first look on the Sefer Beis Lechem Yehuda on the side. The Machaber says, Hasoch Habayis Mechavero, Hasoch Chayav Lekvob Mezuzah Lekvob Mezuzah Lekvob Mezuzah Lekvob Mezuzah Ukshiyotza Lo Yitlana Miyodo, it's with Mechavero, Chaver Mezayid. Says the Beis Lechem Yehuda, why can't you take it? Yesh Takona Shemusubona, Sefer Hasidim, the Poshet, Shiyotzim and Abayis, Va'ov de Gochov, and Nichlasu Lashon, Vu'adinim Abayis, who shall ov de Gochovim, V'yisrael Socha Mimenu, V'akshav Yotza, V'af Alpisha Darkon, shall ov de Gochovim, Lisko Yisrael, Acher, Ach Kevon Sha'akshav Eino Nichlas, and Yisrael, Shani Miyad, Yikach HaMezuzah. Oh, what's implicit? That if the next yeshiva man is moving in right after you, he's moving out July 31st, moving in August 1st, and he has the lease ready, which you know for a fact, according to the Sefer Beis Lechem Yehuda, when you leave, you have to leave the mezuzah behind. Makes sense, no? We're looking at Pitzchei Tshuva now. The Pitzchei Tshuva. The Pitzchei Tshuva is a cotton test. Socher Abayis Me'ov Gachovim, it's a Mechabit. Socher Abayis Me'ov Gachovim, or should Sochel Ov Gachovim not to be Yotze? Ayin the Sheilus Yavit, Shekosa Ve'en Skilikim Ov Gachovim Mat V'yodim Bo HaKach, or Shiyasko, so the Yisrael Acher, doesn't make a difference. And if you look in the Sheilus Yavit proper, it makes no difference whatsoever. Even if Socher Ov Yisrael Acher, even if another Yisrael has already, has a lease, low plug. If it's a goyish house, you take the mezuzah. So writes the Shelas Yavetz, which is quoted partially here in the Pitzchei Tshuva. Now logically, L'chaira, the Beis Lechem Yehuda is correct. Why is there an insistence that you must take the mezuzah when the goy takes over the place? Because one of two reasons are found in the Shita Mekubetz and Rabbeinu Yonasan and Abkuv Beis. One is a simple reason. He'll tear it up. Throw in the garbage. It was a terrible case. I remember, I'm always sensitive to this case. Rav David Lifshitz Zatzal had a next-door neighbor, not much on his floor. He had a member by his visit, Rav David, next door to, they were the big, one of those huge, when it wasn't so fashionable, going back 25 years ago, big mezuzah case with a big, gorgeous, very expensive mezuzah. And then he moved out. And he asked, I was told, he asked Rav David what to do. Rav David said, look, at that point, the building was owned by a non-Jewish individual, to my knowledge, I think. And he said, look, but Ms. Bama, this is near the yeshiva, and there's probably a yeshiva couple will rent it. This is before Y had any hand in these buildings. And Rav David, that Sal was very much into trying to preserve the neighborhood, and it was sort of a kind of a, I think he was hoping that it would be a kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, there would be a mezuzah there, a Jew will move in, it would be gewalt, it would be geschmack, but apparently what happened was Nebuch, a non-Jew moved in, and the mezuzah, as far as we know, went to the garbage. I felt it was a terrible tragedy. It can't be too, I mean, we like to be optimists, and rosy-colored glasses, and neighborhood preservation, and alamaisim, but not that the mezuzah should go into the garbage. Reason number one. Reason number two is wild. So be a mezuzah on the door. So usually the mezuzah on the door is a sign of a Jew. So someone's going to move in or as a guest. I guess you'll have boarders. Someone will be a boarder in that house. And he'll assume that the owner is Jewish because after all there's a mezuzah there. And then when the owner's going to have to be goyish, he's going to kill him. He says. Or it's going to be mal of all of alilus. Well, in the old days, there was not a no joke. So for these two reasons, you couldn't make sure that the loudly the mezuzah was there. But, L'chaira, that's only true if you're not sure who's going to move in. But you know for a fact the Yid is moving in, so then you really should leave it there. And even according to the Yavetz, who says, lo plug, you're allowed to take it, so Reb Chaim assumes you're allowed to take it, but you're also allowed to leave it.
You wish. That's who's moving in. These reasons don't apply.
You have to take it away. You're allowed to leave it there as well, he suggests. Now, if that's the case, there can be a situation in which, if I lend my, if I have a Goyish landlord, but there would be Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Namely, in the case in which the second Jewish tenant is moving in right away. So either you're required or you're allowed to leave the mezuzah there for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, since there are some cases where there's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they made a low plug and said, if you rent in Eretz Yisrael 30 days, even though the landlord happens to be a Goy, you're still required to put up a mezuzah. One second. Lest you say that they only made a takana in a situation in which it absolutely has to be, and is not with iffy, a Goyish landlord, maybe this, maybe that. Brings an interesting riot. So the Muke Yosef here, I asked to see it, quotes the Chushitas HaGaonim, that this whole Easter is not a voodoo Easter. It's not like Tosfos Mamasiya, the kids are going to die, the Shevet is going to be Sakonim, Azikim. Not anything. Like we have a Gemara later on, and here, it's in Shabbos. You can't be Mevatel HaMitzvah. You can't take a mitzvah down from the door, which has been serving with great distinction over the last 20 years, and hide in a drawer. You're Mevatel HaMitzvah. Oh, what will happen if I'm going to find another mitzvah? The whole sugya in there? Matilin mi beggar le beggar by titzis. So be passing its mutter. So the Gaonim said that if I have another doorway where I need this mezuzah, I'm allowed to take it off all the time. According to the Pesach Shiva. The Mugi also says it, according to the Gaonim. So according to those sheikhs, I'll ask you a question at the Chaim Kinevsky. I'll ask you a question. So I can take the mezuzah with me sometimes. So why is there a din potuk at socher bayit beret Yisrael? It's higher after 30 days. Yishev beret Yisrael. Why? But in the case in which I'm allowed to take it, because I have no, I need to put another doorway, the terrorist of crimes, as long as there are some cases in which it will lead to Yishev Eretz Yisrael on a practical level, they made a low plug, and they said, in all cases, after 30 days of time, if you're a sofer in Eretz Yisrael. So too in the case we rent from a goy. Ad kan dvar. Yeah. That's a good question. It is bring another riot to my soul that there are cases in which the practical considerations don't come into play, but they made a low plug, because in some cases it will come into play. They made a low plug. I don't know, you're helping me out, I think. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but if I rent from the guy, I don't have to leave it there. So why not put it in the first place? Okay, so we're good. Exactly. So they made a love look. Right. You're 100% right. The bottom line is, of the passion story is, you're sure you'll find a case where the particulars won't apply. They made a love look. That's just all you saw. Yes. Yeah. Watch you moving in. He's just moving himself. No, that was coming after him.
No, if he thinks he's probably
going to be there for 30 days, he's going to come about it. If he puts it up to that, he'll recite other Jews. That could also be. That's true. That part, that could also work. It's too smart for us. That could also work. You're right. That's a domino question. That's a good point. But even if you're like the Shevet Yavetz, it's the base of the hell, but Apo Piken, you're allowed to leave it there. So Zid, the Yishev Eretz Yisrael, so then someone else will want to move in. Kitta, that's the answer. The answer is a kind of a low plug. Okay, fine. I must tell you, though, in the Hagos Maimini and the Perakei and Echuk Mezuzah, he says, he re-suggests, that someone who rents from a guy is potter after 30 days. The whole thing doesn't apply. Why? Because the reason that you chayav after 30 days is nirikish alo. If you buy, if you're renting from a guy, suggest a got maimini, call a Islay. Look at the Ramosha's details. Call a Islay, is goyish, and therefore it doesn't apply. But the Rambam is again, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu say. You probably don't know if you paid attention. And Simon Reish Pei Vav has two separate tiffin. Hasocher Bayis B'chutzaraz is chayav in 30 days, etc. And then when the Eretzol immediately, Chav Gimel. Hasocher Bayis Me'en Yehudi chayav in Mezuzah. What is bringing a separate tiff for? If you look at the side, it says, Lamed Hei, Hagos Ma'ami L'das HaRambam. And it's not going to be Rishalmi. But obviously it's not self-pushing. There was one day that I held for the fact you'd be potter if you rent from a guy completely. Potter and Ganson. And there it's all putter, you potter. Because there's no din of Nirek Shalom. At least for Kutta. That's so I don't know exactly how it would be. Because if the mother is a Yerushalmi, so the re who says you're potter, that's what I'm trying to sit on a gimbal, would say that you're potter in Chutzlaret, that's what we're talking about. And in Eretz Yisrael, you would be chayev. You would be chayev. Aye, it's not Nirek Yishalo. You don't need Nirek Yishalo. Either Yishav Eretz Yisrael or the Sefer Chinuch, whatever story you're going to give. But this Deya does exist. It's not found in the Shulchan Aruch. I want to discuss just a few more details about the din of not taking a mezuzah. You already pointed out Machlokes and Nebuchad Yosef, the name of the Gaonim, and Tosfos. But the Yerushalmi goes even further than that. In the last daf of Megillah, the Yerushalmi says that even if I put a mezuzah up in a pundik, where I was not required to put it up, I still should not remove it when I leave. Why? What's going on here? Why? I'm not mechuyev. There's no chiyuv mezuzah here. Why? So Reb Chaim says he thinks because of Shmira. The Mechadash Achidash Gadol. If I put up a mezuzah in a pundik, even though I'm not chayev, it still provides shmira. What a remarkable din. Not so crazy that mezuzah in the car. Like we thought it was completely nuts. You said it's not chayev and shmira, it's not chayev and mezuzah, so some of the Rav Yashar says baltosis. Who told me that? Rav Yashar says baltosis, if you put a mezuzah in the car. So the chara, I don't know. He had a case, a guy put a mezuzah in a pundik, he wasn't required to do so, and now how to take it away. Why? The happy to provide shmira. The guy wants shmira in his pundik, he wasn't chayav or baltosis. He wants shmira in his car. I was so angry about the shmira. Well, I'm still angry when they have it, they hang it like the yoshka. That I don't want to hang it from the mirror. That's not only the shmira they don't eat, I don't think so. Well, you had a type of yantam. If you put it on the door of a closet, they do it. Some of spot about that custom, I don't know. So maybe there's something to it. Yes. So
how do you understand that maybe your shamis have been developed, used to go around and
That's the Sefer Torah. Oh, yeah, oh, that's, yeah.
So then if it's for Shmira, even if it's on the sixth, then you should not be able to make it around for
Shmira. Oh, that come on. Yeah, it's a good question. So the answer, they didn't put it up. They only put it on the makil. They didn't put it up completely.
But it wasn't for Shmira, and then it wasn't for
Shmira? It's a good question. The answer, even though it was Shmira, but since it wasn't put up, can you take it down? But the pundit you put up for shmira wasn't allowed to be required, you can't take it down. That's what he says, yes. What's the question? So what's the question? So what's your question?
Well, we went from that commercial, and we went from that person, is the Jinn is Rav Hanan, and he can't perform a mitzvah in that area, so the Jinn is Rav Hanan, they make a difference.
Okay. That's
what happens here, not for Shmir necessarily, but I think he could never use the kind of mitzvah he was with, but he's calling the Jinn is Rav Hanan, he can't make a difference.
Okay, could be. Does it apply to Shmir, yes or no?
I don't know if it makes a difference.
Okay, I want to know, but if the Yishami says, you put him in a pundit, even though it's Pata, he can't remove it, and presumably the reason is for Shmira, so what do you do with Beis Bum Beis Amel? So the Mefarshim has that question. So the answer, I think Rav Chaim has it himself in Parshas Mezuzah. He says it wasn't freely put up. He put it up with some makil, in a different way. Okay, fine. Open up, please, to the Rosh, if you don't mind. If you have it, we have not the Gemara today. And the Sifkat Nun Gimel and Divrei Chamudos. If you don't mind, I want to share something. This is really the real politics of this kind of situation. Not so simple. There are more changed the Lashon of it. Very interesting. It's page 234. The Kosef Arav Rabbeinu Manoah. That's how the line begins. Arav Rabbeinu Manoah. Vezel Lashono. The lawyer, Lani, you can't take the mezuzah. Pirish. The Marishon Makbid al Domeo Tov Lashamalo. I will aim not see it. I mean, come on. I spent a lot of money on my mezuzahs. I'll happily leave it for you. Pay me the money. So the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Manoah says, it's a good idea. It's right. It's proper. It's moral. It's ethical for the second occupant to pay the money, but you can't demote the money from the mezuzah. Okay? Says the Ramah, look how he phrases it, in Siman Reish Tari Aleph, Sif Beis, he says, Vim Hikbet Al Mo'oteh, Hasheni Tzorich L'Shalem Lo. They move from Tov L'Shalem Lo to Tzorich L'Shalem Lo. And if he refuses, what happens then? So you get the impression from the Ramah, tough luck on the first occupant. Tough luck. But the Bruke Yosef, he says, Fakir. The Bruke Yosef says, no. If the guy refuses to pay the money, then I, the first occupant, have the right to take my mezuzah with me. It's not a free ride over here. You want, I'll have to leave it. Pay me the money. Pay me the money. So if you look at the Pesachei Tshuvah, of course, Zion. I and Bruke Yosef, Shekosah, Zimumokam, She'eno Motim, Mezuzah, Lebaya, Shurotah, Atalodabo, Yerichokam, Yemenu, Vishatavu, Liyodo. Kedayim ha-ga'onim Rabbeinu Hai, Rav Acha, Sh'amru, Sh'imkova, B'vayas, Miyad, B'vayas, Acher, Lesbo, Lismoch Aleihem, B'Shas HaTchak. What's the Shas HaTchak? The Shas HaTchak is, the guy won't pay. That's the Shas HaTchak. He won't pay me the money. That's the Shas HaTchak, all right. Cost me a fortune. Let's go on. Kosovo. Afim miyad sheyotze mibayis zeh yovar reil odebo zeh nichnas vizeyotze ushneem nechonim. That means we call it muchonim. They're both ready. Zeh lahotzi mizuzuzoso vizeh lahachlas et shalo teichef mishamash knisa v'yitia af agad lo shayach vizeh hanitamim v'yishamuba afilu hochi lo plug rabonon ayin shom. Wow. See what's going on? Even if the first guy was willing, the first guy wanted to take the mezuzah to put it in his new house, and the second guy has his old mezuzah, he spent so much money, it's an heirloom from his father, from his Rebbe, he got a wedding present, he wants to take the mezuzah, and a guy's moving into his house. He's allowed to take it from his old house. He wants desperately to put his new mezuzah up in the new house, and the guy was desperately wants to take the mezuzah with him. No go. Can't do it. Low clue. Do we pass in this way? It sounds almost like almost like a mean-spirited sack. Everybody wants to, he wants to bring in his own mezuzahs. And he wants to take his own mezuzahs. So we'll let him do it already. And it'll go one after the other. Yeah?
Can't the two
that
you wrote about the rest be vaguer
than supposed to take time?
The new tent you say is going to take them down.
Well, let's leave that out for the moment. See, many puzzles of you can't. There are no brachas. There is no brach. There is no brach. So, Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to discuss the details of what we can do. This is a very common situation. I'll discuss these halachas about what do you do in this kind of a situation. What about changing mezuzahs in general from one door to another, from one mezuzah to another? And when we finish that, we'll go back to the Gemara in Yuma about Beis HaOtzar, and all those other cases which we spoke about a little bit earlier.